Must the church avoid today's issues, even if they're of a political nature? America seems to be on a downward trend, but so often the church is silent on the great moral issues of the day. Why? Charlie Rodriguez is a publisher, author, and speaker. He's also a teaching elder within the PCA, that is the Presbyterian Church in America, a conservative branch, of course, of the Presbyterian Church. He says there are a few different factors for the silence of the church these days, including a misunderstanding of the separation of church and state. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now Charlie Rodriguez of Tanglewood Publishing joins us. Charlie, it's great to have you on the program. It's been a while, but thank you for joining us.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jerry. Jerry, if I could begin with a definition
Sure.
of corporate sin, because in the church, Jerry, everybody understands what personal sin is, and we deal with that. The church deals with that. The family has to deal with that, unfortunately, sometimes. But usually, that's as far as it goes. Corporate sin is different, and corporate sin is what happens when government, business, media, tech, academia, when they sin, they corporately sin like we're doing today, you know, and we have an election coming up, and I would say a lot of what that is about, Jerry, from a biblical perspective, is corporate sin. We see it in Texas with Tallarico. We see it in Michigan. We see it in New York. That is corporate sin. It's a violation of God's moral law. And that's a very brief definition. And for our listeners, Jerry, we are all culpable. We are all responsible for that. If we don't respond, we'll just have to live with the situation. So that's why I'm very eager to speak on this subject and have pastors especially to speak on it, if they will.
Well, okay, why don't you be specific? Oh, you mentioned Texas and you mentioned Tallarico. Okay, that's a name. Tallarico is running for the Senate on the Democrat side, and he professes to be a Christian, even a Presbyterian seminary student, and yet he's pro-abortion, and he claims the Bible somehow is pro-abortion, and he's for the borders, and he's, you know, it seems like he's, you know, liberal on every major issue, including, you know, private property and, you know, all the key things. But let's just focus on abortion. I think a lot of our listeners, regardless of their views on other aspects of politics, most of our listeners, I think, would agree that abortion is wrong. So let's start with that.
Yes. Well, certainly abortion has always been wrong. It's wrong from the Bible. The Bible teaches clearly against murder, and that's exactly what it is. There are many other issues today, you know, with regards to, I would say, corporate moral sins. That goes from the individual, the woman, the mother who wants to have an abortion, and the doctor and the family, to government, which endorses it. And we have laws. And so we all, Jerry, are going to have to pay the price if this is not corrected. I mean, we're naive if we think in the church that we as Bible believers, we as folks who go to church every Sunday, love the church, love our friends, love the pastor, and so on. But Jerry, we're not hearing this from the pulpit, unfortunately. I think Dr. Kennedy and you certainly touched on that and did a marvelous job at Coral Ridge Ministries. And I would say there are very few churches that do that. And they're prosperous churches. You know, it's puzzling, but those, to me, those are the facts. And you mentioned AOC, but there's El Sayed, there's Mamdani, and Tallarico, certainly in Texas, and Texans are, I'm a Texan. And so we are very concerned about the future and what these folks, they are socialists. AOC is endorsed by the DSA. El Sayed is endorsed by the DSA. Mamdani is endorsed by the DSA. Tallarico does not have that endorsement, but his heretical views or scripture are probably, Jerry, more serious than that, because that's a direct violation. That's basically telling God that his word is inaccurate. I have a better interpretation.
Yeah, I remember when he first came on the national scene, I wrote an article, I write a weekly column, and my article that week was, wow, what version is he reading? Because, and it isn't just abortion, but I do think there are a lot of Christians who do speak out on abortion. I mean, honestly, the greatest opposition to abortion comes from the church itself. Now, not everybody does. I wish that more did. But unfortunately, a lot of Americans today, even in in terms of voting, they are in favor of some sort of abortion rights. It seems though with Tallarico, what's crazy is for him to say, okay, Mary, the Virgin Mary, was, yep. You know, the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, you're going to have a son. Miraculously, the virgin birth, of course, talking about Jesus Christ, and Tallarico says, well, she had a choice, therefore God is pro-choice, therefore God is in favor of abortion rights. What?
Yes, yeah, and the thing about it, Jerry, is, you know, church-going Texans and church-going Floridians, they understand that, okay? But unfortunately, we don't get beyond that as far as being able to speak to the state, to have sermons, and I put it in lay terms. I said we have discussions. I'll call them water cooler discussions at church. I have them every Sunday, but those discussions on moral issues need to be in the classroom with Bibles open. We need to, Jerry, to speak to grandmothers. And there was one grandmother that the pastor, a prominent pastor, I won't name his name, no point in that, told her about her grandson who was going to marry a gay, another gay person. She said, what should I do? And the prominent Reformed pastor said, go to the wedding and take a present. Can you believe that? So I speak against that. I hope the pastor repents of that. I think it's very sinful. That's not the kind of information that we want to give out. You know, it hurts, and we want to give out the truth. You know, the truth, they hurt for a while, but it is the truth. It's the best thing that we have coming from the Bible. And there are Tallarico's other heresies are God is non-binary. God, other religions are circling the same truth. The Bible is silent on abortion, which you mentioned. Mary defended abortion right. Jesus was a radical feminist. Statement about biological sex and support for same-sex marriage. All of those Tallarico is teaching. He's opening his Bible and he's teaching that this is what the Bible says, and that is very, very dangerous for all of us.
Do you think that Tallarico can fool enough Texans to think, you know, especially people who say, "Well, I'm religious and he's religious. I think I'll vote for him."
I hope not. You know, I really do. I don't think so. I lived here long enough to know how Texans think. But there is a radical element here, and they want to make way, and they want to get somebody very prominent to be a senator or even a governor. I hope not. You know, in the past, when we had Democrats like Ann Richards, you know, she was right with us. Ann Richards was not extreme. You know, she was a funny lady, and she and George H.W. Bush had their issues. But that was different. You know, when Democrats and Republicans pretty much agreed on the moral issues of the day, that's no longer the case. Even Carville is saying he is out of here, you know, if El Sayed is the leader. He cannot stay in the Democratic Party any longer. That's James Carville.
Okay, now in Carville's case, I believe Israel's part of the issue there, right?
Yes.
And your comments on that?
Well, Israel is always certainly an issue with those on the other side. I mean, I support Israel, and I think all of my pastor friends do, because it is not because wrong thinking in term the end times understanding of that. Some people get that mixed up. I support them because they are the only democracy in the Middle East, they are protective of their own people, and they are working with us. You know, I want to take a trip to Israel, and I hope to very soon. And I think Israel is very safe because they have said never again will this happen to us. They have the power to do it. So that's the reason I support Israel, you know. And yes, there may be, you know, in the right time in the future, a Palestinian state. Who knows? But it's got to take the right people. You know, it doesn't the murder and the slaughter which happened to Israel, you know, in Gaza, you know, that's the reason, you know. And so it's an argument, but it's, to me, it's not an argument that's going to go anywhere with church folks.
Yeah.
Especially. So that's the reason I think in Texas, yeah, they
sure.
Hopefully they will go for
it. You know, it's an interesting point, too, by the way, when you hear the pro-Palestinian, you know, forces and so forth, that one of the phrases is from the river to the sea, which means from the Jordan yes. River to the Mediterranean Sea, which means basically what they want to see is Israel, you know, wiped off the map, at least, yeah. You know, so it's like, wow. So where are they supposed to go? I mean, Israel as a modern state was reborn after World War II, after the incredible, you know, slaughter of millions and millions, 6 million Jews by Hitler and the Nazis as they tried to get, you know, basically they tried to purify the races and create this master race. So they killed not only 6 million Jews, but they killed, you know, millions of Slavs and they hundreds of thousands of gypsies, whatever the politically correct term is now for them, Romansh or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is it was like, hey, let's speed up Darwinian evolution. And the Jews were the biggest victims of that.
Oh, yes. There's no doubt about it. And the church has a part to play in this, if it will. Jerry, I think sometimes the church is too comfortable, especially when you are a mega church. You know, you've got everything going. You've got the Vacation Bible School. You've got Wednesday Bible studies. You've got Sunday morning. And some churches are having going back to the evening services. And people like this and they feel comfortable with this. Well, I'm not sure, Jerry, that we should feel so comfortable. I think we need to look at it from God's eyes, you know, perspective. You know, judgment came to Israel. Judgment came to Germany. Judgment came to Japan. Judgment came to Iran. If you accept that fact, it can come again. That is God's nature. He is going to make a judgment against nations, corporate entities that go against him, and that should be taught. You know,
so in other words,
it's very clear in the Bible.
Okay, we only have about a minute left. Basically, what you're saying is you want to see more churches speak up on the issues
yes.
from a biblical perspective. I mean, let's close on this one, the transgender agenda.
Mm-hmm. Transgender is a violation of God's moral law. You can go to Genesis chapter 1, and it's very clear, you know, and even right reason tells you that. So why are people doing this today? I don't know. Why is academia doing it? Why is the state doing this? Why are they supporting this? I guess it's political, Jerry. They want the votes. They want to determine, like Tallarico, they want to determine what the Bible says rather than God determining that and giving that to us. And we read it and we study it, but it's his word. We're not distorting it.
Okay. Your website is tanglewoodgroup.org. And we have 20 seconds left. Must the church be salt in today's culture?
Absolutely, it must be salt and light. But you do that by bringing these issues to the classroom. And I'm not saying that every preacher should preach on this from the pulpit during the sacred hour of worship, but I am saying that they need to address the issues. In our church, when Charlie Kirk was murdered, our pastor did address that issue from
the pulpit. Good.
And I was so thankful for that.
All right. Charlie Rodriguez, thank you so much for being with us.